Has everyone voted? Has everyone voted? Cast with the ballots. 68 yeas, 27 nays, one present. The bill fails.
For the second day in a row, the bill to fund the Department of Human Services Division of Medical Services failed, this time without as many campaign speeches preceding the vote, as House Speaker Davy Carter noted. Carter says opponents must concede that they are vastly outnumbered at the Capitol.
Here's the point. Take all of that out of the context that we're in. If there was a vote on the House floor to end the private option, it would fail miserably.
So what's holding up the House from getting the 3/4 majority?
My sense of it is, and having been here a long time, is that both the Senate and the House are kind of waiting on the other one to hurry up and do something.
Democratic State Representative Hank Wilkins of Pine Bluff points to the attitude among some legislators that the few holdouts on the private option are waiting for the political cover of their counterparts in the other chamber to approve the bill first, an attitude lost on Wilkins.
I don't believe that that's what defines leadership.
And the recent amendments by Republican State Representative Nate Bell to ban advertising for the healthcare program, House Minority Leader Greg Letting says that was already a regrettable compromise.
We were assured that those amendments would bring along a few more votes, and they haven't. And one of the things that we're looking at is if Representative Bell is the only vote we get out of that, that's absolutely not worth it to us.
As a protest, Letting says Democrats will continue to block appropriations for other areas, like the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the new controversial voter ID requirements. Nevertheless, a group of Republican private option opponents presented new proposals to amend that program's funding bill, which would essentially cap all enrollment by this summer. Republican State Representative Bob Ballinger.
I mean, the reality is one way or another in November, a lot of the votes that are taken are going to be about this. And so if this program is going to go away, then we don't want it to be a lot of people who are going to be hurt by it.
That's what we're trying to keep from doing.
Governor Mike Beebe.
I don't know how ending it is any compromise. You got over 100,000 people that are directly affected. You got hospitals that are going to be directly affected every year from now on, as long as the federal law is in existence.
Supporters of the private option, including Governor Beebe, say the votes for its reauthorization should be secured by the end of the week. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.